All right, hey, Ramirez, born 7/30/69, today's 4/6. Chief complaint, flank pain, number one, number two, nausea, number three, vomiting times one, number four, dysuria, number five, history of hemodialysis, number six, hypertension causing patient's renal failure, number seven, leg, arm pain, history of leg pain, which has been worked up in the past, next number, reevaluate patient's carotid ultrasound with calcification from the year before. Our patient is a 52-year-old woman on a peritoneal hemodialysis on a nightly basis. She continues to work at the school system here in Cleveland as a cafeteria worker. For the past 24 hours, she's had some dysuria, nausea, vomiting. She vomited one time, but no fever or chills, period. In the paragraph, she comes in today with a urinalysis showing leukocytes and trace of blood, period. In the paragraph, patient does not have a history of diabetes. Patient lost her kidney patient does have a history of diabetes, but not taking any medication at this time. Lost her kidney due to high blood pressure and diabetes in the past. Here in the paragraph, your analysis today shows slight amount of glucose present as well. Patient is seen a nephrologist on a regular basis. Immunization is up to date for COVID-19. Surgery, left kidney, cyst surgery, social, last period, 5 years ago, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, married, 30 years, 2 children. Mammogram up to date, colonoscopy, never had a colonoscopy at this time. Medication, see list, opposite page. Family history. Her family history is positive for hypertension, diabetes, no breast cancer, no colon cancer reported. Allergy, hydroxyzine, amoxil, Atarax, has had Rocephin shots here in the office before without any problem. Patient's blood pressure is slightly elevated at 167 over 90. This may be due to patient's current infection. Blood pressure has always been okay here, and at her urologist and nephrologist office, she tells me. 98 temperature, 16.75, 99% oxygen, does not appear to be septic, 135 pounds, no significant change from before. Heart positive, home positive, still not tachycardic, lungs, feel wrong by abdomen, it's soft, neck shows with JVD screen, shows no rash. Hemodialysis catheter is in good position with no evidence of infection. Number one, increased blood pressure, most likely related to patient's infection. Number two, early pylo/urinary tract infection, see urinalysis, recephanogram now, septrodS. Next number, abdominal ultrasound shows no significant change from previously. Next number, pelvic ultrasound, no changes. Next number, arm pain and shoulder pain, most likely related to patient's work. Nevertheless, we checked her arterial and venous system, upper extremity, which has not been done over a year, and there's minimal PVD noted. Next number, we also checked her carotid because of scattered calcification that was noted before. No significant change in her carotid or her thyroid noted, period. New paragraph, patient is to call me ASAP if nausea and vomiting continues. Next number, lots of liquid. Next number, go to the emergency room tonight if it gets worse, but today during the day to call us. Next number, renal dialysis, peritoneal dialysis as before. Next number, there's no sign of peritonitis noted. Next number, is minimal fluid in the peritoneal cavity. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length. Next number, patient is quite versed, DERSCD, in taking care of her both her issues and peritoneal dialysis catheter, and will let us know if there's any changes. Next number, slight sugar in the urine. A nephrologist has decided to take patient off any kind of blood sugar medication at this time. We'll follow. Thank you.